From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. California is one of many states grappling with serious budget deficits. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has proposed closing the budget gap by cutting more than $4 billion in school funding. And by this Saturday, thousands of teachers and administrators will know whether they're being laid off. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports on how it's playing out in one district.
All right, during public comment, you'll be given 2 minutes.
It's been happening all over California, in packed chambers like this one in Davis. One after another, people plead with the school board to save their favored programs. William Giles is a junior at Da Vinci High School.
Look around. There's so many students here, we're flooding into the halls. We are here saying this program works. This school works.
But his school wasn't spared. Earlier this week, 9 out of the 12 teachers at the small technology-focused high school received layoff notices. To balance its budget, the Davis School Board voted to cut everything from elementary music and science programs to math and foreign language teachers. Associate Superintendent Jenny Davis says her own job is gone, too.
California does not have, people call it fluff or cut the fat, whatever that means. We don't have that in California schools. So what we're really cutting are really highly valued programs for kids.
She says in all, her district sent pink slips to 20% of its teachers. The layoffs can be rescinded if the lot for schools improves in the state budget. But Associate Superintendent Davis says she isn't convinced that will happen.
And we've had to say to our principals, don't reassure your teachers that they're probably going to come back. We can't promise that.
In California, schools rely more on state funding than local funding, and that sets it apart from most other states. This means schools here have to base their budgets for next year and their layoff plans on the governor's current budget proposal. They're looking to Democrats who control the legislature for a reprieve, and the Democrats are dead set against the current budget plan. Instead, they're pushing for tax increases and pledging to hold up the budget if that's what it takes to protect schools.
So that means the likelihood things will get better is pretty high.
That's education lobbyist Kevin Gordon. He says even if the proposed cuts don't go through, with layoff notices going out now, for some teachers, a budget deal will come too late.
These many times young, bright individuals go to some other field. They're gone. We are not getting those people back once they leave teaching.
Schwarzenegger administration officials acknowledge the legally mandated timing of pink slips is problematic, but they say the cuts are necessary. In fact, the governor is calling for a 10% reduction in all state spending. His administration is pressing Democrats in the legislature to begin budget talks right away so the uncertainty can end for schools like Da Vinci High and Davis.
I know. Have a seat, guys. Have a seat. Go ahead and get your computers fired up.
For English teacher Roddy Boonchoy, the uncertainty has reached all the way into his classroom. His students are upset and want to talk about the layoffs.
But we need to move on. So, how are we doing with All Quiet on the Western Front?
Good.
Excellent. We are having our novel unit test on what day?
Tuesday.
In the school's quad at lunchtime, Boonchoy says he's been teaching at Da Vinci for 4 years. The layoff list is based on seniority, and he's on it.
I got a baby on the way in 2 months, and I may not have a job next year, so that reality is there inside, but I don't try to let the students see that.
Like many teachers staring at pink slips, Boonchoy says he's probably going to have to start looking elsewhere for work. That's a dilemma facing teachers all over California who don't know whether a budget compromise in Sacramento will allow them to return to their classrooms in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Davis.